President Johnson has been given a pessimistic report about the chances for peace in Vietnam. This is Bill Butel, ABC New York, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from ABC Radio.
Across the USA, from Seattle to Key West, September 21st. That's the day the Top Secret 68s by Chevrolet will no longer be top secret. A new Corvette you wouldn't believe. Chevelle surprises on two different wheelbases. Dramatically bold new Chevrolets. A new Chevy 2 Nova you won't recognize. And Camaro, with a dramatically smooth ride for 68. Wait till you see 68's top secrets at your Chevrolet dealers, September 21st.
President Johnson has had some bad news. ABC's Frank Reynolds reports from the White House.
President Johnson has received a pessimistic report from a trusted foreign diplomat on the prospect of peace negotiations with North Vietnam. The diplomat, who was in Hanoi only a few days ago, has told the president that in his opinion, the communist attitude toward negotiations has hardened in the last few months, and he is now persuaded they intend to continue the war at least through the American presidential elections in 1968. If this assessment of Hanoi's attitude is accepted by the president, it seems unlikely that any new and dramatic peace offensive will be started by Washington in the near future. Frank Reynolds, ABC, the White House.
ABC's Dan Hackle reports from Washington that Father James Groppi has been asked to testify before the President's Riot Commission. Father Groppi has been leading the open housing marches in Milwaukee, and he'll be asked to testify on grievances within the country's Negro communities. And in Milwaukee, Father Groppi's open housing marchers and the white people who opposed them sat today in the city council chambers as Milwaukee's only Negro councilman tried for the fifth time to get an open housing bill passed by the Milwaukee City Council. In San Francisco, Gardner Ackley, President Johnson's top economic advisor, says it would be irresponsible for the Congress not to pass the surcharge on income taxes. Ackley says without a tax increase, inflation is bound to spiral faster and faster upward. Also in San Francisco, Governor Ronald Reagan of California said today, there's too much secrecy in the government. Reagan told a convention of editors and publishers that the press has the responsibility to try to prevent that secrecy in government. Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois says he will not stand in the way of Senator Charles Percy. Dirksen says if Illinois' delegates to the GOP convention next year want Percy to be their favorite son candidate, it's okay with him. It's okay with Percy, too. In Rock Island, Illinois, Senator Percy told ABC,
if the delegation that is elected to be elected June 11th in our primary designates me as favorite son, I will accept for the purpose not of being a candidate, because I am not a candidate and I do not intend to be a candidate, but for the purpose of uniting the Republican Party of Illinois to carry us in a united strong position to the convention in Miami.
Senator Charles Percy of Illinois. This word just handed me, the House of Representatives, by a one-vote margin, has tentatively reversed itself and voted $40 million for rat control.